subject, who is the first lady of the church? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am what some people believe to be the first lady of the church. My husband has been the pastor of this church for almost 17 years now and is known throughout our connecting counties. We've been married for 19 years. I have never felt like I was his first lady. We did separate for almost 2 years, about 10 years ago. I left him because when I was at the hospital giving birth to our child, he left me alone while he boarded a chartered bus with the church. He called me to tell me to be strong. I told him that I would make him pay. About 6 months later, I left. He convinced my mother that I was an unfit mom, and they testified in court against me to take my children from me. This still bothers me. My children were not taken from me. They went through all that to try to make me go back to him. Here's the good part. My husband just celebrated his 55th birthday. He and the church planned a birthday party, but I wasn't invited. I found out from a stranger in the supermarket who said, "I know you have a beautiful dress for Reverend's birthday party." This was Saturday at 7 p.m. The party was the next day. When I asked him, he said, "I was going to tell you." I was furious. No, I'm still steaming. To add insult to injury, those super saved Bible carrying saints sent plates home from the party, and I don't blame them half as much as I do him. I live with him, wash his clothes, take care of his children. I am really having a hard time dealing with this. I'm embarrassed, and no, I can't show my face in that church again. Shirley, can you please tell me who the first lady is? Because it is certainly not me. Well, you know, it's not you if you say it's not you, but here's a news flash. It is you. It's you by default because you're married to the pastor, and that's how it works in church. The pastor's wife is the first lady, period. Do you know who you are? I have to ask you that. And who does the church think you are? I definitely think this is the real issue here is not about you being the first lady of the church. It's about you being the first lady in your marriage. That really is what your concern is, because you're not the first lady there. What husband does this, plans a birthday party and doesn't invite his wife? And then when you ask him at the 11th hour, he says, "I was gonna tell you." I mean, you all have some marriage issues that need to be dealt with. You've gone through a lot, even though it happened 10 years ago. It sounds like you guys are still holding on to that. You don't really have much of a solid marriage here. And I really can't believe that your mom was involved with this court case to take your children away. So to me, those are the more serious issues here, the more serious issues that you need to deal with in this marriage before you can even, because you might not be the first lady. You might not want to be. You might want to move on because you can't continue to allow yourself to be treated this way. Steve?
Okay, now, when you, men are men. So let me explain something to you, ladies, so I can help you understand something. Pastor, all, I don't care what he is. Men don't do on and off relationships. Because when you off, we don't do off. Now, when you separated for almost 2 years, 10 years ago, what was he doing? Okay. You left him because when you was in the hospital giving birth to your child, he left me alone while he boarded a chartered bus with the church. He called me to tell me to be strong. I told him I would make him pay.
What?
You be strong. I'm gonna make you pay for this. The birth of a child. You be strong. I'm gonna make you pay for this. Nothing to do with the birth of the child. Both of you all jockeying for position. Well, 6 months later, you left. Then the pastor went and convinced your mother that you was an unfit mom, and they testified in court against me to take my children from me. This still bothers me. My children were not taken from me. They went through all that to try to make me go back to him.
What?
Your mama?
No.
Your mama testified against you?
I can't believe that, Steve.
See, it got to be something really wrong with you or something really wrong with your mama. I think it's both y'all. My husband just celebrated his 55th birthday. Here's the stunner, his age. Because I'm going to say something. Most men, stop being stupid before 55. Most men stop being stupid before 55. He and the church planned a birthday party, but I wasn't invited. I found out from a stranger in the supermarket who said, "I know you got a beautiful dress for the Reverend's birthday party." This was Saturday at 7 p.m. The party was the next day. When I asked him, he said, "I was going to tell you." I was furious. No, I'm still steaming. Okay, y'all ain't really married, so let me just tell you that. Because him and the church planned a birthday party, you wasn't invited. So how was he going to go to the party you wasn't going to know? See, ain't no man doing all this without another chick. Birthday parties. See, why he only invite the wife? Because there's some sisters at that church. See, they're still lingering from the 2-year separation. I'm just trying to help you out. Because this ain't what married men do. It just ain't. To add insult to injury, those super saved Bible carrying saints sent plates home from the party. So you still ain't go to the party. He was gonna tell you, but you didn't go to the party. But they sent you a plate home. Take that to the wife. He probably told her she ain't feeling good. You know, she ain't really supporting me the way I need to be supported. She don't even come to my stuff. That's why them sisters all up around him. Now they sending you plates. I live with him, wash his clothes, and take care of his children. I'm really having a hard time dealing with this. I'm embarrassed, and I know I can't show my face in that church again. Shirley, can you please tell me who the first lady is? Because it's certainly not me. You're absolutely right. I think the first lady of the church is the chick he's seeing.
Is she at the church, too?
She was
at the
party.
At the church. That's why you don't get invited to the party. She threw the party.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.